the ink-black night. Mud clings cold on sightless limbs, lost in the wind and driving rain, to die before the day begins. Shivering from head to foot, guts are retching forth in pain, never to see the light of day, never to see my home again. Can't see the ground beneath my feet, no one to hear my anguish cries, only a pulsing in my brain, memories pass before my eyes. I tried to drag my failing limbs, I tried to cry but there was no sound, I tried to breathe but there was no breath, my body sank to the sodden ground. Dropped upon my eyes, I lost my breath in a humid heat. I woke with a start in a fearsome sweat, all tangled up in a bedroom sheet. Here I lay at my journey's end, at the smugglers inn at the Pantile Bay. I'd roamed the journey in my sleep since I arrived here yesterday. Then I arose from out my bed, strong in the knowledge of a dream. Tales that had raced through my head about the places I had been. I'd found a path in the weeks gone by, no longer felt inclined to roam. The black lotus summer's dream, I packed my bags for the bus ride home. Wash my face, comb my hair, put some plasters on my feet. Look through the glass in the dusty panes, where the dolphin swims on the cobbled street. As I looked down towards the bay, I saw a man standing in the rain. I wiped the sleep from out my eyes, shook my head and peered again. A black stone hung around his neck, he held two staves in perfect line. And suddenly I saw his face, and started back, for the face was mine. I put my hands up to my face, looked again and he was gone, and all I heard were the timeless words and the timeless tune of a timeless song. Take the stone my mother made, a silken thread, let it swing free to guide you along the lines of force. Take to the land and follow the lead.